Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across the far north. Now, Carly, the Today Show, we watch it every morning here in the studio with those two girls who look exactly the same. I don't even know their names.
Deb and Georgie. So,
Jeb and Georgie. To be honest, since they lost Carl, I'm not interested.
Well, it's been the centre of the rumour mill at the moment. Now, we're going to talk to a guy, Rob McKnight, because he is in the know when it comes to TV. In fact, last time we had him on the show, he broke the news that Big Brother was coming back to TV. He seems to know things that people don't yet know about.
Let's see if he's going to break the news now. Rob, welcome back to the show. And, mate, are the rumours true about Carl?
Good morning, guys. I think we're at a 50-50 chance that Carl will come back. There are definitely discussions happening at Channel 9 at the moment about what to do with the Today Show in 2020. It has been a bad year for the show since they got rid of Carl, and there have been discussions about whether the chemistry between Georgie and Deb, who are the two hosts, with Tom Steinfort, whether that is working as well as it should have. And look, we come off the back of a week where Today had its lowest ratings ever. So, yeah, so it's hasn't been great week for Today's show. News Breakfast on the ABC beat it on Friday. So it's really a point where they're questioning what do they do. And look, Georgie, Deb and Tom are fantastic presenters. Mm. The question is whether they work as a team. Georgie Gardner, for example, is a brilliant presenter, and she has helped Sydney maintain its number one slot in the 6 p.m. news. She was the weekend newsreader. She backed up Peter Overton in Sydney, and that news service has been going gangbusters. But the problem is, does she work as part of a morning team? That's the kind of discussions that are happening within the within Channel 9 at the moment. So I think we can definitely expect changes next year. The big question is, will they bite the bullet and bring Carl back? I would like to think so. I've said from the get-go they should never have gotten rid of Carl. And the big money seems to be on a Carl Stefanovic and Alison Langdon pairing. That's the big rumour going around at the moment. So we'll wait and see.
Well, a tweet has gone gangbusters. Julian Evans, I don't know if you know him. I don't know how he has this information, but he tweeted, exclusive, Alison Langdon and Carl Stefanovic will host the Today Show in 2020 from Nine's new purpose-built skyscraper studios in North Sydney. Georgie to co-host Today Extra / events, and Deb will continue on Friday and Saturday, 6 p.m. Sydney news. Now, I don't know if this guy has insider knowledge, but would you back in those claims on the tweet?
This is a really interesting guy. I didn't know him until that tweet came out, and it's gone gangbusters. It's been retweeted by everyone. It's set the industry talking, and he's come under a lot of pressure about that tweet. So people are trying to discredit him. They're questioning what he knows. I think he has some inside knowledge. The problem is that Peter Ford is now reporting Sonia Kruger has been re-signed for another 3 years. Does that mean she'll just be hosting The Voice, or will she continue on her role of Today Extra? If you were moving Georgie on, would you move her on to another show co-hosting with someone, or would you get her back into what she does best, which is presenting the 6 p.m. news? I don't think all the decisions have been made yet. I think there is a lot of soul-searching going on at Nine as we speak as to what will happen next year. So I think he's informed, but I don't think anything's set in stone just yet.
Well, mate, we really appreciate talking to you. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
If you want any more information and you love insider goss on television, what's happening right now on Australian TV, tvblackbox.com.